And may God's peace be with you. Looking at religions throughout the history of mankind, we'll find that very few keep the memorials of God. And these memorials are God's holy days. Those that call themselves keeping God's holy days, they don't keep them the way God wants them to keep them. They have their own way. They look like God's holy days, but they're not. God's laws and prophecies has been twisted by many organizations for control of the subjects of that minister in the name of making money. Just look around you. You'll see it. Many out there are getting wealthy off religion. They make their followers feel good about themselves. Because when you make people feel good about themselves, what do? They just follow you. They don't consider any other option. But they will have their time to be called. You have been called now. You have been given God's Holy Spirit, given his knowledge and understanding. And if you do not use that spirit, you will never become at one with God. So the topic for the day is becoming at one with God. What did God give us to show us how to become at one with him? If you look in the beginning, he gave us the seventh-day Sabbath. Then he gave the Passover followed by the days of unleavened bread. He gave the Feast of First Fruits or Pentecost. Then he gave us trumpet, Day of Atonement, Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. That's God's plan for mankind. But who accepts that? Very few accept it. Those chosen by God accept it. If you look, going back to the beginning, on the seventh day, God created the Sabbath. He made it holy because his spirit is in that Sabbath. After Israel came out of Egypt, Israel was told to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Remember something because it was given to you before, but you're not keeping it. It's important to keep it. Because the Sabbath is a memorial of the creation of God. Memorial of his creation. But mankind say, no, we can't keep that Sabbath back there that the Jews kept. We're going to change it. Constantine started that change, political change, and the whole world follows. And they make all kinds of excuses to say that, no, you keep the wrong Sabbath. They even changed the calendar where Monday is the first day of the week and Sunday is the seventh day of the week. They want to change times and places. But God says, it is a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctified you. You only know God if you keep the Sabbath. That's the only way he can communicate with you. And in the 23rd chapter of Exodus, don't turn to it, but we find the summer of God's holy days being observed. And these holy days serve to keep alive the memory of God's plan of salvation for mankind. In the beginning, mankind was at one with God. And being at one with God, you're without sin. Then the devil stepped in, and man sinned. Now, he's removed himself from God, who's no longer at one with him. But it was the physical man, not the spiritual. Turn to Isaiah 59, verse 2. We'll see why man is separated from God. It's not God's fault. It's man's fault. He brought it upon himself. And when he brought that, separated himself God from God, he brought all kinds of destruction and despair. And all the peace that was in man was broken. Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins has hidden his face from you, so he will not hear. How can he listen to you in sin? He will not listen. You are the same way. Someone that's doing something wrong, you know it's wrong, and their speech is wrong. Will you listen to them? No. You have to turn away from them or become part of their folly. You know now that man separated himself from God. But through God's plan of salvation, God will redeem mankind from his sins, from himself, to make him at one with him. Now God comes in now. He starts his master plan. He gave us Passover, followed by the days of unleavened bread. Going back to the time prior to the old covenant, God's laws and the holy days were in effect. How do we know? Going back to Exodus 12, we'll find while the children of Israel were still in Egypt, before any of the laws of Moses were instituted, God's holy days were present. If you look at Passover, right after Passover, he gave those days in leavened bread. That was Israel. It was in Egypt. Coming out of Egypt, and they told him to observe the Passover. And the first day was a holy day. No, not Passover, sorry. The days of unleavened bread. The first day was a holy day, and the last day was a holy day. If you look at this, the laws of Moses had not been instituted. Now we're going to Passover. That pictures the death of Christ and the remission of our past sins. When you get baptized, your past sins are forgiven. God is bringing you at one with him, making you a part of him. Man can't do it alone. It can only be done through the word of God and his righteousness. And Israel was instructed to keep the feast as an everlasting ordinance. What happened today? You look outside this building, no one's keeping the Sabbath. They're not keeping God's holy days. Now, if you notice, there were no sacrifices God commanded for these holy days. No meat offerings. No drink offerings held on these days. Moses was given instruction to tell the descendants of Israel, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you will be a special treasure to me. Telling them they would be a kingdom, a priest, a holy nation. You see, the laws of Moses had not been instituted. But when they were instituted because Israel was continuing to break God's laws. And these were ceremonial laws. Why were they added? They were added because of transgression under the old covenant until the coming of Christ. What was this doing was teaching these sacrifices and these ceremonies were there to instill in their mind that they broke God's law. Because if you think, if you tell somebody something, many times they forget. But if you have them do something with their hands, they're readily to understand and keep it. But after a while, Israel even broke away from that. But God gave us something more. When Christ died and ascended into heaven. And when he ascended into heaven, he came the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. These are the call-out ones in God's church. And we celebrate the Pentecost, that first Pentecost. The Holy Spirit was given to mankind. That Spirit was given to a person in flesh. He was given more than those descendants of Israel before Christ. He had another way to teach us to obey him. He put those laws in our minds, in our hearts, that we would keep them. Selected few. Those selected few would be separated from the rest of the world, in which we are separated. Your mind is different. Your thoughts, the things you did before, you don't do anymore. Your thoughts have been changed. You're becoming like God. And in Joel, you'll find out that God said he poured out his Spirit on all flesh. Not just the call-out ones. The call-out ones are the first. And those that have God's Holy Spirit, when they die, we be risen in spirit. And that takes us to trumpets. This is the memorial of blowing of trumpets. And this occurred in the seventh month on the first day of the month. All of God's people would have a Sabbath of rest. This is a holy convocation. And at this time, God requires his people to bring an offering. On every holy day, we're required to bring an offering. This represents the return of Christ. When Christ returned, mankind would be at war. He's at a point now where the devil has control of him, where man is willing to destroy himself and God's entire creation. God didn't create it, he let it be destroyed. So when Christ returns, he's coming to bring war, which man understands. But in his coming, he's going to go throughout the earth and take God's elite, those that died in his spirit. They'll be risen up incorruptible. Now think about it. When they are risen up incorruptible, now they are at one with God. And then he gave us the Feast of Tabernacle, which represents that 1,000-year reign of Christ. What are they going to do? He bring people up from the graves. He teach them his righteousness, to correct them. The Holy Spirit be poured upon them all. They have to learn the same way you learn obedience unto law, his law. And finally, let's turn to Colossians 2, verse 16. Because this society wants to judge anyone that's not like them, being that you've been separated. You're becoming at one with God. They want you like them. Colossians 2, verse 16. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. But God say, these are a shadow of things to come. This is God's plan, directing us to his kingdom. you keep doing these things. Let no one take his righteousness from you, and you will be at one with God.